Hey, you're watching AfterBuzz TV. My name is Lauren LeGrasso, and today I'm really excited because I'm here with an amazing band, the Glam Skanks. Stay tuned, babes.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I love this song, and like I said, I'm here with the Glam Skanks. This is their original song. It's called Bad Bitch. I'm excited because they're gonna teach me how to be a badder bitch. I've always wanted to know. Welcome, you beautiful people,
Thank
to AfterBuzz. How are y'all
you.
doing?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I always jump at the opportunity to interview a band, and especially one like you. You've done so many different things. I love that there's so much female energy in here too. Mad respect. Yes.
Obviously.
Yes, we've got the band members. So we have Alley Cat.
Yes.
We have V. We have Millie. And we have Jaxine Sparkles. Can't forget the sparkles, right? That's an important part. So, this song Bad Bitch, tell me where the inspiration came from. How did it all come about?
You kind of started writing it, so.
We were somewhat inspired by this t-shirt company that we had worked with, Social Decay. They had a t-shirt that said Bad Bitch on it with like a Batman sort of logo around it.
Bat Bitch.
Yeah. And so we thought like, oh, that'd be kind of cool for an idea for a song, and I had the guitar riff kind of rolling around already a little bit in my head, and then we kind of all put it together.
We wanted it to be like a female anthem.
Yeah.
I love that, and I so feel that. I was listening to this when I was making my toast this morning, and I'm like, I can do anything, including make toast.
Exactly.
So when you do write, is it usually one person comes to the table with the idea and then everybody else kind of adds on to it? How does that usually work within the band?
I'll either have like a lyric idea and then go to V and she will make
Yeah,
up a
put
cool
like a,
riff.
yeah, or then vice versa.
Yeah.
Or Millie will come in with a cool, bass riff, or
Yeah,
somebody will.
start jamming.
Sometimes somebody will just say something funny, and we're like, that should be a song.
Right. Yeah, because funny ideas even can turn into really deep and serious songs. Sometimes, like, the most effed up idea you have is really cool and can kind of like delve deeper into the soul. So I like that. I feel like the bass is underrated as well, as far as just in general
Oh,
in
yeah,
life.
totally.
Like, a lot of people don't know, just like the layman's,
Yeah,
how much the
or
bass
they don't
adds to the
even know what
music.
the bass is. Like, they're like, oh, you play the bass? And they're
They
like,
think it's like that stand-up
or they're like,
bass.
do you play the bass? And I'm like, no, I don't play a fish.
You don't? Wow.
And then they don't know, like, what it sounds like on the recording. They're like, which one's the bass? And I'm like,
Right.
oh,
Oh, no.
No, but it can make and break a
Yeah.
song,
Yeah,
really.
totally. I feel like
It's
it's
the
the glue
groove.
and the groove.
Yeah, it
It keeps
is.
everything in
It's
pocket.
like the
Yeah.
part of
Yeah.
it. So, very
Thank
cool.
you.
So, how do you all embody being bad bitches in your life, and how can I become a badder
Jaxine, do you want to start?
Jaxine, I feel like Jaxine Sparkles, I'm sorry. I feel like I want to learn from you. So teach me how to be a badder bitch.
Well, one thing you need to carry lip gloss with you at all times.
Okay.
That's the start. It gives you the confidence and the
Okay.
face, so
Lipstick,
you need
not
that.
on par. It has to be a gloss.
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
lipstick is cool. Like, I have some lipstick, but you have gloss over
Gloss
it.
over it. Okay.
And then,
Luscious lips.
I don't
And
know.
always the hairspray too. You always have
Oh,
the
yeah,
hairspray with
hairspray
you.
all the time.
Hairspray.
But what kind of hairspray?
Aquanet.
Really?
Yeah.
So you kick it old school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Respect.
Aquanet's the only thing that could keep this thing in control, so.
Really?
Yeah. And then,
Wow.
karaoke.
Karaoke makes you bad
That's really,
bitch.
really empowering. You just get up there and just like,
I love that
own
you're like in
audience.
a badass band, but karaoke is the way you decide to be a bad bitch. Hey, you know what? That's good because that means everybody at home can be doing that too.
Yeah, of
Yeah.
course.
That's beautiful. But like spiritually, what makes you a bad bitch?
I think just being yourself, holding your own,
And not
Yeah.
caring what
confidence.
anybody else thinks of
Who
you.
cares?
Yeah.
It's your life.
It's
Have
true.
fun.
But so many people get wrapped up into what others think of them, and they allow that to completely mute their true self. So I
It's
noticed when
true.
you perform, you all leave it all on the stage.
Yeah.
Was that from the beginning, or did it evolve? How did your performance style come about?
I don't know. I mean,
I mean, it kind of started pretty, like, you and me had a lot of ideas right away about
Yeah. We actually started
glitter
as a
and
cover band. So it was a
really,
little
yeah.
different, yeah.
Just the two of you.
Yeah. We played
Wow.
like 70s rock covers. We did Heart, Joan
Aerosmith.
I heard a Jefferson
Aerosmith.
Airplane cover that was
Yeah,
great.
we
Yeah.
recorded
used to
that
do
one.
that.
But our live performance, Yeah, I think it's definitely gotten better. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, always, the chemistry on stage is different.
We've always wanted, like, a spectacle, like a big show. But, yeah, the longer we've been doing it, we've kind of figured out ways to, on, you know, the budget that we have, try to put on, like, as grand of a show as we possibly can.
And how long have you been performing together for?
Almost four years, the two of us. And then with them, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
How did the band form? What was that process like?
So me and V started the band about 4 years ago. We both, on Craigslist, put up ads for like a whole girl band. And we put up like the same exact same influences. And we emailed each other like the same exact day.
Yeah, I got an email from her right after I sent one to her. I sent her one being like, I saw your ad. I'd love to meet up with you. And then I got an email from her right at the same time.
Whoa. So Craigslist can be a cool thing. Can be really creepy or like really
one
amazing.
One out of every 100 people you meet on Craigslist might actually be cool.
So yeah, and then we just played some songs together and
it felt right.
It felt good.
Yeah, it felt great.
We played our first show in Simi Valley at 118 West.
We didn't even have a bass player yet. We were just like, we have a drummer, we have some songs, let's just play a gig.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a different drummer. Yeah. I thought I had seen that. So how did you deal with that rotating of
people? It's really frustrating. We were very frustrated for a while.
Yeah, we went through a lot of bass players. We've only luckily had to go through two drummers, but we've gone through like three or four bass players.
It was almost like, when is this going to happen?
Yeah. It's been 2 years.
Oh, good, good. That's a good amount of time. I feel like
we like made her join the band too. That's a that's a different story.
I was reading that, so you were feeling unsure about joining, right?
Well, yeah.
And then you went to a drag club. that's what I read. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
basically Cheetahs, and we
where's
kind
that
of snuck our way in.
Cheetahs.
Yeah.
I like you're wearing Cheetah and you went to Cheetahs.
First, we went to Black Cat. Actually.
We knew where to bring her.
So where are these places?
Silver Lake.
So, oh, of course.
And Cheetahs is
Cheetahs is Hollywood.
Hollywood border.
Yeah. Very Hollywood.
Yeah, never super. Silver Lake.
Very cool. So that what about the drag club scene convinced you to join the band?
Well, it wasn't that particular that made me join the band. It was more about hanging out with Allie, Kat, and V at the bar at first, and we were drinking and kind of talking about what our passions were and how much we love playing live and the energy and all we want to do is music and how much we live for it. And I was like, wow, like I haven't met much people with the same drive as me. And
that's
they're
huge.
Around my age. I usually play in bands with people who are like 10, 20 years older than me.
I thought you meant like 10 years old, which in LA is totally possible,
that's
right?
That's true. That is
totally. Like, this is the only industry where a 10-year-old can literally be more accomplished than you.
Exactly, and it makes you depressed. Like,
yeah,
well,
I hate talented kids.
I know, it's the worst.
Prodigies.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here. But I think that's beautiful. So you all connected on a really deep
really
level.
Fast, too.
And you all have the same vision, because that's the hardest thing, I think, to find someone not only with the same talent level as you and the same drive, but the same vision for what you want to be.
Yeah.
So
that was the hardest part for us, is finding people that like shared the same vision as us.
Yeah.
You know.
You got like the kind of music that we were into and everything, the
retro. And even like the fashion, like
right.
You have to kind of, you know.
Everyone here is all in. Like I've interviewed a lot of musicians, but I love that you are always I can tell about you. Obviously, I don't see you like every day. This is our first time meeting. But I can tell that you are all in and that this is your life every day.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that way, I mean, I just watched this amazing documentary on Janis Joplin. Have you guys seen that yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love it.
So beautiful. Yep. You should all watch it.
It's really
but
sad.
She talked, oh, it's terrible. But she was so amazing because she said, I'm just trying to live an authentic life and to not bullshit myself.
Yeah.
And I think that when you have, like, you're the same on the stage as you are in life, that's a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So respect for that.
Yeah.
But Allie Kat, so you grew up doing musical theater.
Yes.
Which I did too.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part that you ever played?
Oh, I don't know. I played a really embarrassing role. I don't even know if I should say it.
Do it. Was it Annie?
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I played Gabriella Montez in High School Musical. In
oh
high
my
school.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
In a musical.
Wow. That's great though.
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge, you know? It's
I remember like kind of liking it, but kind of not liking it.
That's a Vanessa Hudgens role, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I was like getting more into rock and roll, and I was like, oh, I don't really know if I, you know, care for this thing anymore, but Yeah, I grew up in musical theater. I went to performing arts high school, and I've always loved being on the stage, always, my entire life.
When you're on stage, do you feel like you're playing a role as well?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I'm not, like, crazy running around on this table right now, like, in real life. which I would be, like, if we were playing. Yeah, I definitely get into a different character. All my stress and anxiety comes out on the stage, like, everything just pours out. I have to have, like, a, you know, channel. So,
you really do, and you dance around. And that's one thing I was telling you before the interview. I've noticed you've grown so much in your freedom that you take the stage and you really own it and you own your power.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have fun with it. I do what I do on stage. I would do that in my room, you know, I would do the same thing. So I just do whatever I want and I love to dance.
Yeah.
And it's my own workout. I don't really work out, so that's like the only time I could really get in a fitness workout.
That's good. And
like trying to
crush
the abs on stage. Like, well,
do you think about that?
I do. Sometimes I'm like, okay, cool, we got this. We're gonna go work out it.
Well, there you go.
Just jump around. We do.
Yeah, then we do a lot of squats, and my thighs, our thighs hurt so bad.
I know,
but it's good. I'm like, yeah.
Do you do that during practice as well, so that you're like, you know,
No, not really. No. Sometimes I'll get really into it.
Sometimes we get a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we get into it. I'll, like, stand on the drums and stuff.
Or
we
make up weird moves and we're, like, laughing.
Yeah, we'll dance while we're playing.
Yeah.
How often do you practice together?
Right.
We try to do 3 times a week.
Yeah, 3-4 times a week at least.
3-4 times a week, yeah.
That's awesome. And do you have a practice room? I'm sure, it's hard
in LA.
We're
lucky. We have a pretty sweet studio.
Really?
In North Hollywood.
NoHo. NoHo's the place. Yeah. There's lots of good studio space out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great, because I think you got to really keep it fresh, keep the muscle building.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Literally for you. So, okay, you said that one of your main influences, your number one, is Freddie Mercury, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you feel Freddie comes through your music?
Is that a question?
You can think about it, because I also don't know everybody else's influences. So think about that. I'm going to go to you and tell me who your main influence is, or maybe one or two, if that's too hard.
I mean, David Bowie is probably, definitely just for the band in general, like a huge influence. I don't know if musically he comes through as much as like the more visual.
I get it in the presentation.
Yes, more
fearless,
that side.
Artful, yeah.
And then, you know, Joan Jett and the Runaways, that's another big one. I think musically we definitely invoke some of, you know, that kind of early 70s punk vibe that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it. How about you, Millie?
Kind of similar. Not so much with the Bowie until after I met them. I've always definitely liked the Riot Girl punk rock scene of, like, women. I love Patti Smith a lot. I feel like
awesome.
She has so much passion. You can kind of feel her pain that she's gone through when you listen to her singing, and she just kind of, like, lets it all out. And she's kind of super empowering to women, so I've always been, like, inspired by that.
Beautiful.
But musically, I just love kind of, like, everything. But I love having, like, a woman idol to be like, you know what, I'm going to be empowering like her.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jaxine Sparkles.
I'm a little bit different. I kind of grew up more, like, 80s.
Okay.
I didn't really get into the 70s too much until I joined this band. And then they kind of, like, opened my eyes to all that stuff. But, so, like, my main influences are, like, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. It's, like, a little bit heavier. But you could kind of hear it in our song Karma, because that's, like, our more heavy song, and like my drumming's like just really heavy and really hard in that song, and so that one's really fun for me because that's where it all kind of comes out. But I guess closer to like this style of music, I really like Prince a lot. He's kind of like my David Bowie.
Yeah, that was a hard year for you too.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
Yeah,
gosh, you lost two greats. Okay, Alley Cat, how do you think the Freddie Mercury comes out? Is there like a specific song?
I think Bad Bitch kind of is. Queen.
Oh yeah, it sounds like Tie Your Mother Down.
Yeah, so just like his confidence and like the hard hitting songs of Queen.
I definitely think his performance, like
performance
is very similar,
like,
in that sense.
Yeah. There's just so much I could say. I'm getting nervous.
Our album
thinking about Freddie Mercury.
I heard you cried when you found out he was dead because you didn't know.
Yeah, when I was little I was watching a documentary about him and I didn't know who he was. And then at the end, it was like, obviously, like, yeah, he passed away, like, a while ago. And I started bawling, like, wait, I just found, like, my idol, but he's not here. Like, I can never see him or meet him. And, yeah, I was just, like, bawling. My mom was like, what's going on? I was like, Freddie Mercury's dead. She's like, I know. Like, what?
So. How old were you when that happened?
I don't know. I was young. I don't know. But yeah, so his sad. Confidence, everything about him, his glamorousness.
Yeah. Fearlessness.
Fearlessness, yeah. For amazing. Sure. Well, and he was bitchy. I like that.
Yeah. With a purpose, like, though.
Can't step all over me. Yeah.
It wasn't like just to be bitchy. No, it was bitchy in the good sense.
He was a queen.
Of the word. Yeah, he was. Literally. So, I had a question I wanted to ask you. Oh, where did the name Glam Skanks come from?
So, after we'd gotten together and we started, you know, jamming and we had this gig coming up, so we knew at this point, like, we had to have a name. We had to have, you know, it
so
all
you
together.
Booked it without a name.
Oh, yeah.
How did you do that?
She basically hooked it all up.
A friend of ours.
Who's now my boyfriend.
Was like, hey, because he knew I was from Simi Valley and they were playing there. And I was like, he was like, hey, do you guys want to play a show? And I was like, I don't really have a band, but sure. And, like, that's how you do it.
Cause
I have something to work towards, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes ignorance protects you, too. Like, when I was first starting out, I didn't know how hard it was. So it was actually easy because I was just like, hey, I'll play a show. And then people kind of just give you things when you're open.
Yeah.
Not just give you. You have to work for it. But, like, if you put the work out there and you're open and you don't have, like, this weird, like, sadness or, like, you know how you can get down in the dumps about something when you've been attached to it for too long?
Of course.
I think that because you are so fresh, you got more opportunities because you're just putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So, but, okay, tell me.
Yeah, so we needed a name. We had, the show coming up in, like, a month or so, and I'm sitting with our friend Carlos, who at the time we joked that he was the fourth skank because he was playing bass with us in rehearsals. And we're sitting, him and I are trying to come up with band names. We have, like, a, you know, notebook out trying to figure everything out. And he's talking about how he was going to make lamb shanks that night. And I jokingly said, I'm like, oh, if you get some edible glitter, you sprinkle it on, you got some glam shanks. And he wrote that down, and then he wrote down glam skanks underneath it. And then he wrote Tom Hanks, no thanks, just as a joke. And we were like, wait, glam skanks, that's kind of funny.
That we were like, that's really funny.
Like a good working sort of title.
So your band was almost called Tom Hanks, no thanks.
Yes.
That's what I got from the story.
I think we were kind of doing glam skanks in the beginning just to, like, well, we didn't have a band name, so, like,
yeah, just
whatever.
To, like, get a Facebook page and, get everything going.
Because people either, like, love it or they're like, oh, you should change that. Like,
why? Why
sounds
they
like
say
a
that?
Old lady cover band, like, weird.
They think we're, like, a glam cover band.
Or then, or, like, older people are kind of turned off by the name. Sometimes older.
Like, my family, they're like, what?
Because they think it's inappropriate.
Yeah, of course.
My
but
mom would
some people
thing.
Are like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Or
like,
sometimes.
Whenever I tell people, they're like, what? Oh my god, like, freak out.
Well, it gives people have some opinion. That's really what matters, you know? Because if people were saying nothing, then you should be worried.
Yeah, if they were just like, okay, cool.
Yeah, people either have to hate it or love it. As long as there's no in between, that's
Then that means you're doing something right.
And people do think a lot that we say lamb shanks.
I know.
Or glam shanks.
Remember
all the time. I'm like,
glam,
glam skanks. Yeah. Like, glam shanks. Like, it's always.
That sounds,
like,
so good, though. So either way, you're set because people love lamb.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
People lamb shanks.
Delicious. You also worked with so many amazing people. So Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
How did that opportunity come about?
So I've known Johnny my whole life. Him and my dad were in a band together when they were teenagers.
Daddy Depp.
they were in a band called The Kids back in the 80s when they were literally kids. So they've known each other for, you know, 30, 40 years at this point, and I've just grown up with him. And when they started playing, you know, they started getting into playing music together again over the last few years when they've been doing these shows for a guitar company called Duesenberg that we've all worked with. They do these charity shows every year. And usually we just kind of go and watch and get to, like, see everybody play. And it's always, somebody cool like Alice Cooper or Marilyn Manson. You know, they've always had really cool people. And this last year I get a call from the head of the company and he, you know, he says, your dad and I have been talking. We would love to have you open the show this year. And that was a really big deal for us. Because, every year we go and just watch all these amazing, you know, guys that we've all looked up to for so long. So
yeah,
that's
really
beautiful.
Cool.
So, okay, I have to ask because he has been in the news so much recently. Obviously, you grew up with him and you saw him in a different light. But, like, what did you think when all that stuff was coming out with him and Amber Heard? And did you ever see any of that coming?
I never saw any of that coming.
Really? And you've never seen that side of him?
No, not at all.
Really? Wow. It's so interesting. You know, it's like we put these celebrities up on such a pedestal. But it's like at the end of the day, they're just human beings. Totally. And we don't know the full story.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really cool. I'm so excited for you guys that you've had that experience because it's like, that it's just huge to be able to do brand marriage with someone like that. It's huge for you. And that it came like, you didn't even put yourself out there for it. They approached you. So that's a big deal. They were all nice.
Yeah,
oh,
they were super sweet.
Is your dad still playing with Johnny?
Yeah, he's currently in the Hollywood Vampires with Johnny and Alice Cooper and Joe Perry and Matt Sorum, all those guys. My dad's normally a bass player, but right now he's playing guitar and keys with them. They just got off tour about a month or two ago.
Did your dad encourage you to do music, or was he against it?
A little bit of both. He used to always sit there and be like, I don't want her to be a musician. I don't want her to deal with all the, you know, all the crap that I've gone through. But at the same time, he bought me my first guitar when I was, you know, 5 years
old.
So it was
his fault.
He definitely, you know, drilled a certain work ethic into me and really, you know, made sure that if I was at least going to do it, that I put everything I had into it.
Yeah. It's probably just hard because you know what you go through as a musician and how painful it is to be an artist and have that uncertainty and a lot of times have your self-worth wrapped up in what you do, which, I mean, we shouldn't, but it happens. But you also, I'm sure, want your kids to follow in your footsteps. Yeah. So, you know, it's good he gave you both sides of the story. Did you also work with Marilyn Manson, or was that just a picture I saw?
A few years ago, I got to jam at it was actually Johnny's son's 10th birthday party.
Really?
Marilyn Manson and the rest of us were the house band for his birthday party
night. That's too cool. So what is he like in real life?
He's a really cool guy. I mean, he's kind of exactly like you would expect.
I don't know what I'd expect. I mean, I'd expect him
crazy.
Like, hello, how are you? But I don't know what I would expect.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely an interesting guy, really cool dude, but you know, pretty much exactly how at least I expected before I met him, always with like dirty jokes and
Do you think that thing about the ribs is true?
I don't.
Okay. That he took out his ribs?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that rumor. I was like, what?
I just remember when that came out. I didn't really even know what that meant, but I was like, oh, he's bad.
Yeah. I feel like it could be possible.
Yeah, you know, you never know. Women apparently still to this day do that to make their waist skinnier.
Ugh, so painful.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
And that's terrible either way, like inside and out. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think because there's just such insane pressure on women in our culture to be based upon looks.
Yeah.
But you are all a woman empowerment band from my perspective. So how do you define feminism and how does that come into play in the music and the image you put out?
Ooh, I mean, I guess...
Heavy.
Heavy.
For me, the whole thing about feminism is just like as a woman just going out and doing it, not caring what anybody thinks. Like, to me, I think that's mostly how we kind of embody the whole feminist thing is just by like not caring what any men think of what we're doing or even what other women think we're doing. We just go and do it. We hope other girls hear what we're doing. And,
to inspire.
You know, hope
girls.
That it would inspire another girl to pick up a guitar or, you know, join a band or something. That's...
And we never put any other women down.
Yeah.
We
I
like
love that.
To play with other female musicians or we like to support other female groups. And, you know, we never get into the, being catty or... all that, like, we believe, like, women need to support each other.
Yeah.
And we should not be putting each other down because we're already getting put down all the time.
Yeah.
So we can't just copy the rest of them and put each other down. Like, we have to support each other.
I think that's true feminism, though, because I think we've been, and there have been historically less opportunities for us, but we've been trained to think there's not enough opportunities, not enough opportunity, I have to fight.
Yeah.
But the truth is when you lift other people up and you bring them along to your success, that's when, you know, the actual change is going to happen.
Yeah.
So I love that you're doing that. That's a really, really beautiful thing.
Yeah, and we like to inspire other girls, women, females.
Yeah.
Because ever since I was, you know, a young girl, I always felt kind of alone, like, oh, I'm playing bass or guitar or drums, and that's not very feminine. Like, you should be playing, like, a flute or violin or singing only. And it's just like, no, like, I want to play the bass. Like, I want to, like, go crazy. I want to let loose and get dirty and get bruises. And I don't want to be, you know, stereotyped or judged. Like, oh, that's not, you know, what girls do. And I think that's kind of what we like to prove when we play, because it's kind of funny seeing people's reactions when they see us bringing in our equipment and they look at us like, oh, these little girls.
Yeah, like, and they'll stand before we start, you know, they'll stand on the stage, like, arms crossed on the side, and then they'll slowly, as we start playing, like...
And then after, oh my god, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah. So you let the work speak for itself. You don't feel the need to, like, go out there and be like, hey, listen. Because once they see... Yeah. They know.
Yeah.
And we kill people with kindness.
Too. That is the way.
Yep, we do.
But why do you think so many bands have all male? Like, why are so many bands just all male? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm so over it.
I think it's because girls just, we're not encouraged to do, you know, I mean, we all grow up lucky enough with parents and friends who are encouraging, but most girls don't ever think that it's an option for them. Yeah. So and I just don't think they ever join bands, you know.
I think, like you were saying, how we kind of feel like we don't have that much opportunity compared to men.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times women do get that way. They're like, no, I have to be the only one, or, you know, like they start becoming like they have to be the center of not attention.
No, but
you
kind
know,
of.
Kind of. And so, because we've played in other bands with other women too, and it's sad to say a lot.
It's been competitive.
It's very competitive.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, why are we competitive? The only girl band. We should be like helping each other, empowering each other again, but it's,
and dominating.
It's still ingrained in a lot of women's heads that, you know, I have to stand out. Like, there's not much opportunity for us. Like, I have to take it. And it's like, no.
Leadership isn't control, though. It's empowerment.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what's really cool. Even with you as the lead singer, I just love how gracious you are. And you... A lot of lead singers are super insecure, right? And, like, they don't... I wouldn't think they'd let a lot of the other people in their band talk or have a personality or presence. Like, I've seen it happen so many times. So I want to really commend you.
Thank you.
Because it's just clear that there's such a collaborative spirit and that all of you really love each other.
We do.
We really do.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be part of the Glam Skanks.
You can. And Allie's really great, too, because she actually helps us with our gear.
Yeah.
Because we've been in bands with singers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not in their head to think. Like, they don't even think that it's... has anything to do with them, and they're like, oh, you need help, and it's like,
I've played in bands with singers who also play guitar who don't even carry their own amp, guitar, and pedals.
Really?
That's how much they're, like,
oblivious. So were those people super successful, or were they just oblivious? Like, how did they get to that brain space?
No, they're oblivious, and most of them aren't playing music anymore.
See, but that, this is why you're cool, because you get that you can't shine without them, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You all need each other. You're a living organism. If one part fails, then the whole body fails. So I gotta commend you. It's really cool, and it's invigorating to be around. And even just watching your performance, I know I've said it a couple times, but it was so inspiring because you're fearless. You're all fearless.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and I would have thought you'd been playing a lot longer than you had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have thought you'd been playing like 7 years from the progression I've seen and just how much you leave it on the stage. It's not something that I would think would happen so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I really have to tip my hat to you.
Thank you, darling.
As a vocalist, Allie Cat, what are some special things you do, if anything, to prepare the old chords?
Nothing.
Really?
Oh, nothing, and I need to. Yeah, I never do vocal warm-ups, and everyone yells at me because I always lose my voice, and that's why.
Oh my gosh, I know, the best teacher for you.
Yes.
Literally amazing. Her name's Arden Kaywin. She taught me about something called the pelvic floor. So you know, like a Kegel?
That sounds like you.
It's the opposite of a Kegel, so I know it sounds scary, but you push down and then you lift the soft palate, and she describes it as the anchor and the sail.
Mm.
And then the wind, aka your voice, can just go smoothly through.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so highly recommend it.
I mean, I've taken vocal lessons my entire life, and I went to Musicians Institute, and then I just stopped, like, doing vocal lessons after that. When I got in the band, I was like, whatever, like, it's a rock and roll band, like, cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but I really need to get back into it, and I use, like, a singer's throat spray.
Which one?
It's, I don't know.
Singer Saving Grace?
I think so. That it's like honey best. Lemon.
Yeah.
Is it disgusting? Does it make you want to throw
so
up?
But I don't care because it's so good.
Yeah, but it's like the sourest, like.
I use the non-alcohol one because the alcohol one used to really make me feel like I was going to vom.
Oh, so I think I'd use the alcohol one because whenever I do it, it makes me feel like I just took a shot of whiskey. I'm like, woo.
Yeah. Okay. Try the non-alcohol like warm, one. And I'm like, ooh. Professional strength.
Okay.
That's a ticket. But I was always, I had the same mentality because like you grew up doing musical theater.
Yeah.
You think of that as like the technique-based singing. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't realize is that you still need to employ that same technique when you do rock music because otherwise you do lose your voice. And I got nodules when I first started singing this kind of music.
Yeah.
So it's so important to like to still use that technique that you have, and you obviously have the foundation. Very cool. Okay, so we've got this new album. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Tell me what we're going to hear on this album that we haven't heard before from the Glam Skanks.
I absolutely love.
Well, first you'll hear these two lovely
beings,
because they were not in the band when we recorded our first EP. So already right there, it's
next level.
Way even better with these two.
Oh,
I think it's just more hard-hitting, more energy.
We had the songs floating around for a lot longer before we recorded them. Yeah. We've been playing for a lot longer before we recorded them. So we just went in, I think, with a little more confidence and
And it's super fun. It's just a really fun album.
Yeah.
Like, how many party. Songs are on it?
There are 10 songs.
10 songs. Nice.
I don't even know.
Would you say there's an overall thesis statement for the album? Like, if you had to put it into one sentence, what does this album say?
Well, it's glitter.
Just it glitter. Is called Glitter City. I think
it takes you to Glitter City.
It kind of has a bunch of different vibes in the songs, so it gives you a variety. Like, we have a song that's more on the punky side, that's kind of like angry, but the chorus is "Whatever Happened to Tube Top," so it's silly because we are kind of like we don't take ourselves seriously too much, you know.
That's good.
We have a lot of fun, so in the album you could hear a lot of fun, some seriousness. We have a song called "I Want It Now," and that kind of, Allie, if you want to take that away.
Oh, that's just about wanting something so bad, you need it now.
Yeah,
kind of like what we want right now.
Yeah, what we want.
Like, share our music and do that for our living. We really, really want it now. And that one you can hear more of a serious side, and there's a little bit more dynamics in the music, so it's kind of
takes you on a journey.
Yeah.
To Glitter City.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Our world.
That is tough. Sticking it out, you know? When you know what you want, but you're not sure the exact path of how to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage that?
We just work hard and...
Yeah, we're just kind of always working at it, no matter what. Always trying to play gigs, always trying to, you know,
just get ourselves out there, be seen and be heard.
We try to write more songs, get more inspiration, and we do like to go out together a lot. So when we go out, we kind of get inspired by like the nightlife of something.
And we still promote, like, when we go out as a band, like, we'll have stickers and drinking and like,
that's awesome. So many people are afraid to do that though. And it's like, if you believe in what you're doing, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And it's funny because when we do go out, people kind of go to us and they're like, you guys have to be in like
in a band or something.
Like, especially when they see Jaxine Sparkles with us.
Jaxine Sparkles.
If you want to share a funny story.
A funny story. I don't know, it's a funny story. I guess we just like to go to karaoke a lot.
Moral of the story,
going back to karaoke.
Go to karaoke.
Well, like, there's one time we went and I usually get pretty drunk when we go karaoke.
I love it.
And so I was singing "Talk Dirty to Me." By Poison.
Talk Dirty to Me.
And I was like running all over the place, and there was like five people in there.
They were like five old white like cowboys.
Like,
they needed to see it.
Mustache.
Like, what's happening right now? And I was like running everywhere, just like And then at the end, it like tripped over the monitor and like screamed into the mic. And like they're all laughing at me, and then the host guy, he like reached his hand out and I thought he was gonna like help me up, but he just like grabbed the mic from me. He's like, okay. And that was
rude.
Jack.
It was funny.
I think we laughed for an entire three days.
I spit out most of my beer when that happened. Because
he literally fell back.
That was the first time we saw Jaxine Sparkles, like his wild side.
Oh, Jaxine Sparkles, I want to see this side.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm usually pretty like tame.
Give him some whiskey, and he'll get on the table.
Yeah. Right now, he will get on the table.
Where's the best place for karaoke in LA?
We haven't gone in LA.
Yeah, we just go out of town.
Yeah, we're on the road.
Oh, nice.
We like to go to like small, like random.
Like
we'll
really
find, like,
awkward where everyone's like
so you literally were
country
in front
song.
Of cowboys. I was thinking like Burbank cowboys, but you were in front of real cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. It was
no, real, yeah.
Scary.
Like in the middle of like nowhere.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, like everyone's singing like country songs. Like, what is that?
Wait, what's going on?
So you just got back from a tour, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What was that like? The tour life.
It was super fun. We still want to be on the road. We didn't want to come home.
No.
Yeah, it's been a little depressing being home for the last couple weeks. We'd like want to get back out again.
Yeah, although it was exhausting. This was like our first, well, this is the first time I've ever toured, ever. Like, we go on little mini road trips on the weekends, but she's toured before, Millie's toured, I've never toured, so it was interesting. Tiring, because you're in the van the whole time, but then so much fun.
And lugging all your gear.
Yeah, every second.
Right.
Like, every
and
day,
like making
night.
Sure it doesn't get stolen from the van.
It's a little stressful, but we made it through.
You did it.
Together.
You didn't lose your voice.
It didn't
That's
lose my voice.
That's a big deal, because were you doing back-to-back shows?
Yeah, we did 10 shows. Probably we did like 4 in a row was like the most. Yeah, I kind of did lose my voice a little.
But nothing
and
detrimental.
It's raspy again.
Your talking
it keeps getting
voice
deeper and deeper. I don't know what's
the
going on.
The talking voice is actually sometimes harder than the singing voice because we don't think about that.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, it's so hard for me because you know how people go on, like, vocal rest and they, like, won't talk?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard because these three, we
so
talk
much
so much fun. Like, I'm always screaming. I'm always like,
well, you're
I'm always screaming,
radio,
always singing, always talking. So it's really, really hard for me.
And after we play shows, you know, everybody wants to
everyone's
talk
talking
to
me.
Us.
So it's like,
yeah, and she does the merch, so everyone's kind of like
it's
talking to Allie.
Impossible to be on a vocal rest. I don't even know what that is. Like,
it's
I think
so
Celine
hard.
Dion like does that like days, and I
maybe she's the best singer in the world though. So
that was good.
We can't compare. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. You know what you should do is the steam mask. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've used like a steamer in a room. You know, like the steamer, whatever.
Oh, like the actual like steamer you steam the clothes with?
No, like a what is it called?
Oh,
it's
like
a steamer.
Humidifier.
Yeah, humidifier.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, humidifiers are great too. But then you can get a personal steamer just for you. And actually, Celine taught me
that. Where do I get
that?
Rite Aid?
Yeah. You can get it Rite Aid, CVS, Amazon.com, all the places.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
You're giving me a lot of tricks.
You know, we're here to help each other.
Like
we're empowering.
Yes, we are.
Lifting
each other up.
When you succeed, I succeed.
Positive energy.
Yes. So we've got this song, Miss Androgynous. It's in the Kevin Smith movie, Yoga Hosers? Hosers. Okay.
Yoga Hosers.
That's amazing. You got a placement. For those of you that don't know at home, getting a placement in like film, TV, that's a jam. Not only can you make good money from it, but people get your music because it comes on at the little credits at the end. It's a big, big deal, and it's not easy to do. So congratulations.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you.
Very excited.
Have you seen the movie yet?
Yes.
What was it like to hear your music while you're watching the movie?
So exciting.
So amazing.
So great.
Especially, like, I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, so specifically hearing our music in his movie, really, that was, like, a really cool thing for, you know.
It was badass. It sounded badass.
Yeah,
with
and
the
especially
girls,
with
like,
girls kicking ass while our songs are playing.
So that's what was happening?
Cool.
Were they beating people up, or what was happening?
Not people.
They're like these bratwurst Nazis.
That are like a
foot
tall.
It's
wait,
a very
so
interesting.
Explain that.
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta understand, that made no sense.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so in the movie, it's, I can't even explain it without it.
Like they hate
I'm on drugs.
They hate sausages.
No
these sausage.
Very hard to
like a mad scientist basically turns a bunch of little. He tries to clone himself and he uses little like sausages and he clones himself in these little like Nazi bratwurst sort of little dudes that.
All right.
That then try to attack these
and
girls.
And they use hockey sticks to, like, kill them. And yoga moves. Like, Warrior One.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, it was interesting. Cool.
Well, now we have to see this because, I mean,
like, it's silly, but it's, like, fun and cool, and the dialogue's amazing.
And also, Kevin Smith was saying that he wanted to make this movie also for empowering women, too. There's not a lot of movies where there's teenage girls who are kind of like superheroes kicking ass.
Or who are doing anything other than lusting over teenage
boys.
Exactly.
So it's great to give them a storyline that's actually active and where they're their own human beings, not just a pawn for someone else.
Yeah, that wasn't their focus. Mm-hmm. Like, boys were not their focus at all.
And they were
killed.
They
killed the boys.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck you.
Fuck you. We don't need you.
So, but with Miss Androgynous, what is it actually about? What's this? What was the precipice for this song?
Miss Androgynous was the first song we wrote. It's kind of about going to the Rocky Horror Show. Have you ever been, like, at midnight?
Yeah, I was in it actually.
Yeah,
I played the narrator.
I love it. I've always wanted to be in it.
So you should do it. You would all be great in it, actually.
Which theater did you?
Oh, it was back in college at a theater in Michigan.
Okay, cool. So I go to Newark a lot.
Okay.
It's in Santa Monica. Saturday nights. But it's basically about, it's kind of about Frankenfurter, honestly.
Really?
Miss Androgynous. And it's about going to see the Rocky Horror Show. Like, if you hear in the verses, I'm kind of talking about waiting in line.
And, like, meeting people.
And meeting people in line. You know, like, taking a swig of your flask in line, because that's what me and my friends would do. And, and kind of about Frankenfurter. We have a music video on YouTube where we're dressed in all of the Rocky Horror outfits.
I love that.
Yeah, my friend Princess Frank is playing Frankenfurter. So, yeah. And then it's kind of about Jaxine Sparkles when we met him. Yes.
Oh, totally.
But we met him after the song, so.
But we just knew we were going to meet you one day.
Yeah.
There's, like, the premonition.
We just, we're all about the androgyny, and we love New York Dolls and stuff, so.
That is one of my
all
favorites,
went into play.
So.
I think it's nice, too, because we're getting into some deep topics today, but hey, I think
that's
it's good.
Good.
But because men have historically been less able to incorporate femininity into them, their personality, their looks, and whatnot, whereas we've been very able to incorporate male masculinity into our looks and our outlook and how we act in life. So I think it's a really cool thing because, to me, like, the message from that is that it's so degrading to be a woman that how could any man, the greater sex, ever want to incorporate some womanly qualities into himself?
Yeah.
But I think that the more androgyny we have, the more equal we'll become.
Exactly.
So, I like it.
Because every man has a little bit of femininity in them.
We
they
all
just have to,
both.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
That's so true.
And just, who doesn't want to wear
glitter
what
out.
They want to wear? It's just about wearing what you want, looking how you want, not
right.
caring.
Feeling
who cares,
like how you want to feel.
Yeah.
It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
It's actually hurting people if you're not authentic. Because then you're
so
not letting
true.
Your light shine.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, what is it? You liked wearing lip gloss.
And we want to be bad bitches.
Yeah.
Gotta do karaoke. Gotta have lip gloss.
Yeah.
These are the lessons. These are lessons. We also have some pictures that I was sent by Lee, your lovely lady over here.
Oh,
we're going to pull some up just to get a few images going on. For those of you that aren't audio-based, that are watching the show live on YouTube or AfterBuzzTV.com.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, can we pull those up?
Pulling them up.
So, all right. Perfect. So, the first one we're seeing is a picture of you all with Johnny Depp. Was
okay,
this
look
after
at my
the show?
Hand, like, trying to hold his hand. Do you see that?
What?
Literally, like, ooh, whoops.
Well, he's singing love. Love.
Yeah, that was after the show. That's why my makeup's all smeared and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it looks good.
Oh, thanks.
There wasn't much lip gloss, but you still look like a bad bitch.
There used to be, but then it all comes off during the show and the sweat and the
your
glitter.
Hair.
Forget about it.
My hair's flat, you know, it happens.
Oh, never. Gosh. It never is.
Is Cheetah your signature one?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I love leopard print. I love pretending I'm a cat. Well, not really. I just like going meow all the time.
Sometimes you'll wear cat ears, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my favorite thing is a black cat beanie that I always wear.
Okay.
It's like my signature look.
All right.
I'm not doing this.
She's a cheetah girl. I
cheetah
love
sister.
It.
Cheetah sister.
Cheetah sister. All right, let's go to the next one. What's this? What's
Ooh.
Happening here?
This was just a photo shoot we did with actually Veronica's mother, V's
mother.
Yeah,
my mom's a photographer.
Yeah. Oh, your mom's awesome.
Suzanne Allison Photography.
Mm-hmm. We put up the streamers and had our album playing in the background and just went for it.
Yeah, and we have a, that's for the poster for inside of our album.
The new one that's out. Yeah. Now. Okay, cool. Let's see the next. What's this?
And that album, is our album cover.
Album cover. All right, so describe for the people who are audio-based what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, if I don't know if they're going to see
our
that.
Album cover.
they're seeing this, actually.
Okay, cool.
So what is this? What's happening?
We're basically queen in that
picture. We're queen, so that's it.
It's basically,
so it's like floating heads in darkness with lips and a...
it's mysterious, because you don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what's going to happen in Glitter City.
But our friend Patrick took all these pictures.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Amazing photographer.
We met him through our really good friend, John Paul Jones. Got to give him a shout out.
John Paul Jones.
Who also did our makeup.
He did our makeup for the cover. He's amazing.
And Lily O'Brien did our makeup as well, yes.
Wow.
And then the Lips and Lightning Bolt is our...
Is that your symbol?
Logo, yeah, our symbol. All
right, let's see the next one. All right, here we are.
Yeah, that was after a different Duesenberg show, one of those shows from a couple years earlier.
So in this one, V's with Marilyn Manson.
And as you can see, he's wearing our Glam Skanks pin.
Yes, he's wearing a Glam Skanks
pin. He's a Glam Skank.
He's a fan. And
just a skank.
Just a big skank. Marilyn Manson is a skank. You heard it here first.
Yes.
All right. Those are beautiful. Thank you for sharing those. What a journey that you've already had. Only more to come.
Yeah.
Excited about the future all the time.
Yeah? In what way?
We always have crazy funny stories and we always run into really cool people. On our last leg of the tour, we got a cool hookup with Lee. We met Jedediah from Portlandia.
Oh, nice.
The guy with the beard. And me and Allie are huge Portlandia fans, so we were like, oh my god. And he totally loved us and wants to keep in touch with the band, and so we might do some shows with his band.
Yeah, with the fabulous Miss Wendy.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She's awesome. She sang with us while we were on tour. That was really cool.
Who's Miss Wendy?
She's another awesome female singer, songwriter, guitar player.
Okay. Miss.
Yeah, I think that's his girlfriend, right?
Miss Wendy. Don't forget.
I think that's his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they he's in the band with her.
Nice.
Yeah, they're both super cool. Once again, we're all lifting each other.
Yeah.
Lift each other up.
But you'll see, the longer you go, the more people you meet, and you'll see that the ones that really, really last are like that. People sometimes, like, I think, shine really bright for a moment, but I think their star fades out if they don't collaborate with the other stars around them.
Yeah.
We're all part of the solar system, baby.
Yeah, that's so good.
That is good.
So where online can people find you?
We have a website, glamskanks.com.
Glamskanks.com, facebook.com/glamskanks. Instagram at Glamskanks, Twitter at Glamskanks. You can find our music on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music.
Wow.
It's on all of the
everything.
And Amoeba,
the Amoeba in San Francisco.
Soon
to play at Amoeba in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I might have a hookup for you guys, Amoeba, here if you want.
Yeah, we'll talk after
the show. And any individual Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat handles you want to share?
My Instagram is it's Alleycat Electric. Alleycat Electric.
V Volume is my Instagram.
My Instagram is Millie Clip. I don't know why they don't let me change it.
Millie Clip.
They won't let you change it?
Yeah, Millie Clip. I'm trying to change it to my last name and it won't let me.
Oh, so, does someone else
have
it?
Maybe. There's a lot of chans.
Just put Millie Skank.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll do it now.
Mine's a Jaxine _sparkles.
Beautiful. Why would it be anything else?
Nothing.
That's what it's meant to be.
It was perfect.
This is a beautiful day. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're hearing their song, Miss Androgynous. You can also go hear that in the Kevin Smith movie, Yoga Hosers. I said it right. It's about sausages and sausages fighting each other, I think. I don't know. Sure. I gotta
go
see the
movie. You can see it at the ArcLight
in
Hollywood.
Buy their album on iTunes. Don't go to Spotify. Buy it on iTunes, okay?
Buy it on iTunes.
Oh, we have a show coming up.
And you have a show. Where can I see you?
September 30th in Tarzana.
All right.
At Maui Sugar Mill. We're playing with a really cool girl band called Go Betty Go.
Okay.
And another really cool girl fronted band called The Hellflowers. So it's going to be a girl empowering night.
Let's do it. So we're going to go see you live. We're going to go see your movie. We're going to buy your album on iTunes. We've got it all. My name's Lauren LaGrasso. Thank you so much for being with us today. And actually, I'm playing a show. If you're free in the LA area, I'm playing on the 21st, which is a Wednesday. And you can find the information on my website because, honestly, it's a new club and I forgot the name of it. So I'll see you there. Just check it out, laurenlagrasso.com, at Lauren LaGrasso. Thank you. You're all beautiful people.
You.
It was a blessing to hang out with you today.
Thanks.
Let's go out with Miss Androgynous.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.